This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, who's afraid of the big red hat? This is something that basically has been coming up recently, and it's fucking ridiculous. Especially after, the Milwaukee thing. How people view the MAGA hat. The red hat, the red piece of clothing with white lettering. How triggered. I said triggered. Don't try to flag me. These people act. It would be comical if they weren't such violent cunts about it. It chaps my ass. No, let's talk about the Michigan rally. Antifa showed their ass. Antifa basically followed their protocol, followed their training from their handbook, the Antifa handbook, which I am currently studying. This is they followed their tactics to the letter. They never deviate from their tactics. When they seriously do believe that they've already classified us, and by us I mean Trump supporters, as fascists. No matter how untrue that is, because they heard all third hand and they all agree with each other themselves, because they're all a bunch of followers under the guise that they believe that they're free thinkers. They are the type of Antifa, the followers, mind you. They are such drones that they don't do their own research, because they're too afraid to have a differing opinion, because it is such a cult. Antifa is such a cult that if you have one inch different deviation of the stated doctrine, you could be dismissed violently. Shunned. They will excommunicate you. And in Michigan, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is they believe that Since we are the fascists, which is not true, of course, that they believe that we're fascists, that we do not even deserve a platform. We can't assemble. They try to disrupt assembly. And of course, I mean, they're so cowardly that they sucker punch people. It's really disgusting. It is really disgusting what they did that day. It is, really, it's just unacceptable and cowardly. But this is their modus operandi. They attack because, hold on, let me read this, read it here. Cause like I said, I'm currently reading the Antifa handbook. So I'm going to be making references to it a lot. So here, this is from the Antifa Handbook, page 151. Rose City Anti... Okay, oh wait, let me... Much of Antifa... okay. All right. Non-argument... Okay, wait. Okay, where? This is a subheading here from the chapter here. Do anti-fascists agree that no platforming fascist, that is, disrupting their public organizing, violates their freedom of speech? Non-argument that we never felt we should engage. Okay. Job Polik, he shrugged and smirked, saying, a non-argument that we never felt we should engage with. You have the right to speak, but you also have the right to be shut up. Much of Antifa's reluctance to engage with this issue stems from their rejection of the classically liberal terms of debate that limit political questions about personal and group expression to the confines of a legalistic rights-based discourse. For revolutionary socialists, Antifa, the prime question is the political struggle against fascism, from their perspective, the rights promoted by capitalist paramilitary government are not inherently worthy of respect. Rose City Antifa, for example, points out that the right to free speech derived from the Constitution protects citizens from state interference, not from criticism by the public. We do not have a powerful state apparatus at our disposal. Therefore, the concepts of censorship and free speech rights are not in any reasonable way applicable. Leeds AFA co-founder Paul Bowman argued that no platforming is more of an infringement on fascist freedom of assembly than speech per se. If fascists want to stay in their clubs shouting and drinking beer like pigs, let them do it, but don't let them come out. For us, and anti-fascists, fascists should never be allowed to speak in public. Never. Other anti-fascists argue that no platforming does infringe upon the free speech, but is justified by virtue of their being fascist. No free speech for fascists. In 1984, Tomahawk, the Scalp Bulletin, published an essay entitled No Freedom of Expression for the Fascist Le Pen. Indiana Antifa argues that speech that hurts others is never protected speech. And remember where I've been saying that Antifa, they feel like they are under attack. This is what they feel. They feel like they're under attack, that that words are violence. So they will go out. They will beat people up. They will steal hats. They'll burn people's... They will attack elderly and children. I mean, right now, they're making themselves look bad. because it seems like every time we fight back and defend ourselves and we win, it justifies them in being able to get away with murder. I mean, luckily they haven't murdered yet, mind you. But it's getting hairy out there. It is really getting hairy out there. And this brings me to that Antifa schmuck that got himself runned over. He got himself ruined over. What's the scumbag's name? He went by the names Armenio Lewis and Antio Zamboni online. In fact, in Portland, you probably guys already heard the guy got ran over. He got runneth over. It's hilarious. Because, I mean, you know how these guys like to, stand in the street like stupid Muppets thinking that no one's going to test their gangs and run them over. Like, look, I don't condone it. If a patriot did it, now's not the time to do that. Unless they were pointing a gun, which I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. If somebody was pointing a gun at them.
This is a KGW.
So here, let me play this. Let me play this clip from this news story here.
News special edition.
Our top story. The mystery began around midnight. Police say an SUV crashed into a building and someone fired shots into that vehicle. But when officers got there, no one was around. Hours later, they learned someone had driven this 23-year-old to the hospital. He has since died. And we've learned that victim was a well-known Portland activist. And police are calling his death a homicide. The crash happened at Northeast 9th and Everett. KGW's Art Edwards is there live with the latest on what we know at this point. Art?
Maggie, police have not released a whole lot of information on this as they work on their investigation, but what you can see behind me is that there are candles and flowers that are outside of the building of the Democratic Party of Oregon. Those items have been left here in the memory of Sean Kelleher. A chaotic scene in Northeast Portland early Saturday morning.
Rest in peace, Sean.
Police say 23-year-old Sean Kelleher, known by some as Armenio Lewis, was hit and killed by an SUV.
He was a good friend. And he smiled a lot.
It happened right outside the building that houses the Democratic Party of Oregon. Daryl Perez was in a tent nearby when it happened. He heard cars, crashing sounds, gunshots, and people talking to Kelleher.
Walk, man, walk. And that's when I came out of my tent and I saw him carrying their friend across the road. And that guy's still trying to get his SUV or trucks unstuck.
Kelleher was driven to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. He was known as a left-wing activist in Portland. This is video of him at a protest in 2016. The Oregonian reports that he was hit after leaving Cider Riot, a left-wing hangout in Northeast Portland. Friends gathered in Northeast Portland today, leaving flowers and lighting candles in his memory. The executive director of the Democratic Party showed up. He doesn't believe the incident is related to the party, but he offered his thoughts.
This is a real tragedy. It's a community tragedy that a young person would suffer this kind of a crime.
For friends, this is devastating.
That he was a very dedicated member of his community. He was always there for you if you needed help.
Now, we mentioned reports that Kelleher was leaving Cider Riot right before this happened. That was a scene of a violent brawl between left and right-wing activists. Now, police right now are not releasing details on what may have led up to this incident, to the crash and the shooting. They have not made any arrests yet, and they do say that if you have any information about this case, you should call Portland police.
Yep. Honestly. Okay, so how come they're not paying attention to shots fired?
Now at 11, a well-known man in a small Oregon community.
Shots were fired? How come they didn't call an ambulance? Everyone scattered before the police could show up. And that's what they do. So I'm hoping this guy doesn't get caught now. I'm really hoping this guy does not get caught. Because congratulations, you played yourselves. You left the scene of a crime. You opened fire on the guy. Like, you're so, oh, we're going to take away the guns. We're going to take away the guns. Except now we know Antifa is armed in Portland and they are willing to shoot. So we're talking about people that believe words of violence. If I call you a tranny, so you're going to shoot me? You're going to block the street. You're probably hanging on the street. We're just coming out. No, we're going to have a little protest. We're going to block traffic. No, some people don't got time for that. I mean, some of the speculation that going around is that this guy was probably drunk and he accidentally hit him and then they shot at him and he got scared and he ran off because they were trying to kill him. So far, there hasn't been any other here. There's another video of the mother.
Hello, I'm Laura Kellyer, Sean Kellyer's mother. I am requesting that no one give statements to the media or make public statements regarding my son's death. This is to include posting on social media on my behalf, as I want all public statements to stop. Uh-huh. They just fuel the rumor mill, which everyone close to Sean has had to suffer through. Some of you may be inclined to continue to leave messages on the Democratic Party of Oregon's offices after it has been cleared up, but I am requesting that you refrain. For anyone who is interested, there will be a memorial potluck held for Sean on October 26th at noon in Chapman Square. Thank you for your time. However, I will not be taking any questions.
All right. So, fuck it. All right. That's the thing. I mean, and honestly, you got Antifa's like, oh, in fact, hold on. Let me see if I could go on the Rose City Antifa and see what they're saying. In fact, Sean Kellyer, Sean. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Actually, hold on. What am I doing? All right, so I'm sorry. Dead air. So, I mean, it's just, I am, you know, is it going to end up happening? Is this going to end up happening? I don't know. Don't know. Really don't care. I mean, I'm not afraid of these guys. I'm not afraid of them. I mean, it's hilarious. So, yeah. So moving on. So that's a story we need to be watching because hopefully a best case scenario they catch a guy, he's not affiliated with any of the Patriot groups in Portland. I wonder. I wonder if I could get Haley on. Cause Haley, okay, let me see if I could get Haley Adams on. Oh, wait, I'm not friends with her. Okay, let me see if I can call her. I'm going to try to get someone from over there right now. Let me see. Hopefully she's on. See if I can call her. Get her on and discuss this. Hmm. All right, let me see if I could just... All right, I'm just trying to get somebody on from Portland to see if I could discuss this. But let me see. Add friend. Let me just add that. All right. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get like a guest impromptu. I've been trying to get her on for a while. Hopefully she'd be able to talk to me. But not sure. Let me see. Let's see how good my pimp hand, how strong my pimpness is. Get Haley Adams on here. Gonna call her via Skype. I mean, not Skype, what you call it, Facebook. See, hopefully she picks up. We'll see how strong my pimp hand is. Let me see. Hopefully this works. Hopefully this works for everybody, okay? Damn it. Why? Like, you know, I fucking hate fucking Facebook all the time. Like, nothing wants to work. Okay. There we go. Hopefully, okay, I'm going to try calling Haley Adams now. Get some insight on what's going on over there. Connecting. Okay, we're contacting. Hopefully this works. All right. Nope, she didn't pick up. All right, let me see if I could get anybody else. Okay, I'm trying to get somebody from Portland over there to discuss this. Meet your friends. Yesenia Romero, DJ Allen. Damn, I miss Leo. I miss Leo. That fucking sucks. Let me see if I can get let me see. I wonder if Alyssa wants to come on. Get Alyssa's ass on here. Let's get Alyssa's punk ass. Let me see if she'll come on. Get Alyssa Bang on here. Let me see if we can get some underground reporting. I'm sorry, this is boring because I'm just doing this on the fly before I move on to the next topic. Basically, two shits that happened to me today. So, who's afraid of the big red hat? The big red hat, the big red hat. Who's afraid of the big red hat? I'm not afraid of your hat. Okay, didn't pick up. Damn it. Let me see if we can get. Wait. Do I have her number still? Let me see. I wonder if I have her phone number. I'm going to try to call her. Bam. Woo, Black Betty, Bam Lam. Woo, Black Betty, Bam Lam. The damn thing going wild. Bam Lam. Woo, Black Betty. Damn. All right. Anyways, I can't get anybody from there. I'll get someone on hopefully in another episode of the of the Crowd Shot Radio Show. But anyways, just back to the main top. In fact, I'm going to take a quick break. Yeah, might as well just take a quick break. Yeah. We're going to play a song here. Fuck it. We're going to play some My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary.
We'll be right back.
was My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. So anyways, we're back and we're talking about Who's Afraid of the Big Red Hat. And the reason why I bring this up is because, look, you know, I wear my MAGA hat in New York City. I don't go up in people's face. I don't scream MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Like, I'm not an asshole. I'm wearing a hat with writing on it. It's not a swastika hat. I don't believe it to be a symbol of hate. Because just because certain people who are retarded, and yes, I'm talking about the small population of white supremacists, I'm sorry, you're retarded. I have no love for any white supremacist. I've been around them. Most of them are have left-wing views. And by left-wing, I mean, I'm not talking about the American definition of left-wing. I'm talking about on the communist fascist spectrum. That's left-wing. They want all these social programs for themselves, for whites only. They're not conservatives. They're not any type of libertarian. They want, they believe that they're different species of human. So I have no respect for those people. Why they support the president, I have no fucking clue, because if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, they're going to get fucked up anyways by the economy, because they're not going to make any money. They don't want to put in any fucking work. Just like Antifa. They don't want to put in any real work to make any changes. They just want to use fear and intimidation, which, fuck them. But anyways, I digress. coming out of work, you know, I wear my MAGA hat. I walk around, I wear it, and, you know, I take it off while I'm on duty. Of course, I don't wear it while I'm on the clock. Whenever I'm off the clock, it's on. It has offended, like, my coworkers are like they're so angry about a red hat with white lettering. Like, the hat represents hatred. It's very disrespectful to my people. We're both Puerto Rican. You know they're Hispanics that wear that. Oh, yeah, and they're stupid for wearing it. Why are they stupid for wearing it? It's a symbol of hate. Okay. In previous conversations I've had with my coworker, she's like, oh, I don't know if he's really racist, because I don't know him personally. Okay. So then how's it a symbol of hate? Make America great. Oh, America's never been great. Maybe for your ass that had children at 14, you're 24 and you got like stretch marks and you're not married. You're unmarried. You have multiple kids. Like, of course, America hasn't been great to you because you weren't doing what you were supposed to do. Yeah, no, you can't just sneak into the country and expect people to take care of you. That's asinine. That is not realistic. And people are so generous with other people's shit. So I'm listening, and I'm like, look, I'm not taking. They're like, oh, if you want to walk with us, you're gonna have to take the hat off. I'm like, no, it's a red hat with white lettering on it. Yeah, you know, deal with it. Oh, well, then I'm not going to walk with you. I'm like, okay, fine, bet. So I'm walking by myself. There's a street festival going on. And I told them, I'm like, look, nothing's going to happen to me. The worst that's going to happen is people are going to look at me. They're probably going to say something. But guess what? I'm going to get high fives. Oh, I'm going to punch someone in the face who gives you a high five. Sure enough, walking through this street fair, got high fives. Only a group of old Spanish, like, how can he be wearing that in public? Why wouldn't I be wearing a hat in public? That's the point of wearing a hat. Like, you wouldn't wear a hat indoors. That's just retarded. Like, but I got, you know, some people at the booth, they say, I like your hat. I like your hat. I like your hat. The cops give me thumbs up. Mm-hmm. In New York City, there was this, I forgot this guy's name. I'm so sorry, but hopefully if he ever listens, hears the show. You know, he was working the windmill power booth, and he saw my hat. He's like, oh, I should have worn mine. And we had a conversation, and we hugged it out. You know, it's like we're two brown people supporting the president. It's not racist. He is not racist. There is no proof of him being racist. I don't give a fuck what some, like, oh, because some of his supporters. Like, what the fuck do you expect the man to do? Okay, his supporters. I probably have some retards that support me. What am I supposed to do? Quit doing what I'm doing? Because people support me? No, fuck that. That got nothing to do with me. And honestly, if there are any real white supremacists that support him, that got nothing to do with the president. And honestly, if you're a white supremacist, I don't really give a care. I could give two shits. As long as you're not calling me a spit to my face or trying to fight me because of the color of my skin, I could give a shit. Go ahead, you can hate me from afar. But if you open up a store, I'm not patronizing you. If ever I'm a boss of some place and I have a business, I find out you're a white supremacist, I'm sure as fuck I ain't gonna hire you. Unless you're really good for the job and you make me mad dough. If I can make mad dough off your back, then maybe I'll bend a little, but I'll just be like, yo, you call me a spick or say the word nigga, you're fired. In fact, I'll dock your pay for every time you say stupid shit like that. Sounds reasonable, right? Do it sound reasonable? I think it sounds mad reasonable. So anyways, I ended up walking by myself, and you know, it's like, whatever. You can't walk with us with that hat. That hat. Like, honestly, the reactions I get in New York City because of a red hat with white lettering, people look at the hat and they're so angry. So furious. Like, I would understand if it was the symbol of a foreign nation that we had war with. Like, I would understand it was a swastika hat without a cross. Like, to me, that would be disgusting. To me, the fucking hammer and sickle are disgusting, but people fucking wear it. I don't know how fucking socialism, communism became, is so cool with some kids. Especially with the amount of people that were killed. Innocent people. I'm not even talking about the bourgeois. I'm talking people that fucking were starving to death because they would grow food and they couldn't eat the food that they grew in order to fucking stay strong enough to grow more food for the people. So they starved while the upper echelon got fat off the backs of the people. I mean, that goes against their supposed principles. But no. Antifa wants that type of system. They think that all these retards that are fucking beating up Trump supporters, they're going to be on the upper echelon. They're going to be the ones that are going to be part of the elite of the socialist, communist, Marxist, whatever utopia that they're building, while everyone is going to starve. They think they're going to be safe in this new world order that they make. Nah, they'll get killed. First chance that happens. So it's just, it's something that's been just fucking annoying, tell you the truth. It's just, It's just fracking annoying. So I had some son of a bitch fucking take my picture on my way to work. Spanish guy. He just pulls out his phone and he snaps a photo of me. And I'm like, why are you taking the picture of me? It's not illegal. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty creepy, though. He's like, well, wearing that hat is pretty creepy, too. So I took a picture of him and he's like, hey, motherfucker. I'm like, you son of a bitch. Shut up. Like, honestly. And I'm like, what you going to do with that picture? Like, oh, you'll find out soon enough. Okay, you're going to make a fucking veiled threat over a hat, over what you think. You won't even talk to me to find out why I believe or why I'm wearing the hat or why I support the president. It doesn't matter because I should be falling in line because a brown person. I mean, what it really comes down to is I'm not going to, like, if something happens to me, I'm just going to double down. It'll just piss me off even more that I'll just double down. Alpacas are Antifa now. What the fuck? In case you missed it, alpacas are Antifa. Okay. Well, I mean, okay, cool, I guess. I don't know what the... Honestly, they're just fools. It's like, oh, we're going to claim everything is Antifa. So... whatever. Takes my picture. He's like, oh, you're going to find out soon enough. I took his picture. You could see his picture on my Instagram at LouisB1. See his picture. If you guys could tell me who he is, because he's obviously going to try to dox me. Just so I want to find out who he is. So I could go have a nice visit, to have a talk with him. Nothing violent. But just to let him know. We're watching as well. That'd be most appreciated. But, I mean, more and more, it's like, why are you so scared of a hat? You are triggered by a hat. Like, they're triggered to the form, to the way, you know, I mean, to the point where it's like they're almost to tears. When they see it. Like, I get the best reaction from white women. Like, I don't even have to say nothing. They stare at the hat and they look at me like they shoot me a dirty look. Like, cupcake, that doesn't do nothing. Like, I wasn't your type anyways. You weren't going to fuck me anyways. So, oh, I was going to have sex with you. No, you weren't. Oh, man, that's so unattractive. You didn't find me attractive in the first place. What the fuck? Your pussy has no power here. Go ahead, keep giving me the dirty look, snow beast. Like, honestly, I like my women with hips and ass. I don't need a woman with a concave buttocks. Freaking fuck around, slip off a chair. Like, you know, stop gassing yourselves up. Oh, color guys want me. Yes, I'm going to wear this hat. And honestly, you should wear your hat. If you're in a liberal city, wear your MAGA hat. Wear it proudly. Don't, you know. In fact, hold on. Let me see if I could get one of these sons of bitches on. Let me see. Alright, let me see. Okay, let me see. Alright. Oh, let me see if I could get him on. Let me call him. see if he wants to come on real quick. All right. Feel like crap trying to get people on here to discuss this. I mean, this guy I'm trying to get on, he's really educated on this. All right, he's a family man anyways. He probably has he's probably busy with the fam, so let's not bother him. No, we will not bother him. Okay. Let me see what else can I get. Try to get Brendan Jones. No. He is not one of my peoples. He is not one of my peoples. Okay. Okay. Who's afraid of, like, I mean, it's almost a mental illness with these people. It's like they're triggered by this. I can't even look at this son of a bitch's face, honestly. Like, such so smug, yet so fucking triggered by a hat. I, like, honestly, I don't act like a dick while I wear the hat. I'm basically wearing it like I'm wearing, like anyone would wear a Yankee hat. They would just walk through the city, walking through the city, wear the don, and that's that. It's hilarious how they operate, how they act. It's like, oh God, you for real with that? Is that how you really feel? Oh my God, how can you wear that hat and you're brown? It's ridiculous. You look like a clown. No, the clown is how you react. Because you're making me laugh. You're giving me a reaction. And I don't even have to say anything. That's the funny thing. I don't have to say a gosh darn thing. Like, don't have to say not one lousy word to you. And you're crying a river. And then I come to work yesterday. And one of the maintenance guys acts like he was going to smack the hat off my head. I almost flipped shit. Because I was like, I freaking balled up my fist and was ready to throw it. You know, I was ready to throw it. I'm like, yo, if you would have done that, I would have not. He's like, oh, where the fuck were you going to work then? I was like, where the fuck were you going to live? Because I wouldn't have stopped punching until you were dead. Because, I mean, honestly, you don't get up in somebody's space and try to smack someone's hat off. Like, people thought that shit was funny. Like, I wonder how funny people would have thought if I would have fucking laid them out. Like, that's the one thing I will not fucking tolerate is actual violence. Go ahead, say whatever the fuck you want. Say whatever the fuck you want. But the moment you lay hands on me, or the moment you try to smack the hat on and try to stifle my freedom of expression, no, you're not going to close space. You're not going to get violent. You're not going to think that you could smack shit on my face. And mind you, he wasn't touching me. He wasn't going to dare touch me. Mr. Tough Guy was not going to fucking touch me. In fact, that's the thing that annoys me even the most. These motherfuckers, they get so loud, they get so belligerent, but they don't dare. They don't dare. I don't know, maybe it's the look that I shoot them. Like, I'm like, I don't move. I don't run away. I stand my ground. I'm like, on TikTok, I think I told this story already on the podcast. On my way to an open mic, black lady was like, I'm going to smack that hat off your head. I'm like, no, you're not. She's like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, you're really not. Because I'm a real feminist. I believe women deserve equal white rights and lefts. She's like, oh, your president's talking about your people. Okay, who are my people? Which people are they talking about? The American people? I hope he's talking about us. I hope he's talking about bringing jobs back to us. I hope he's talking about bringing manufacturing. I hope he's talking about helping improve the economy about for us, the American people. He's talking about your people. Okay, who are my people? She couldn't fucking answer. So I say, you fucking racist. She's like, I can't be racist. I'm black. Yes, the fuck you can. I am tired of that fucking SJW definition of the word racist. No, if you're any type of bigot, you could be a racist. It doesn't matter what color you are. White, black, purple, whatever. If you think you're better than someone or you feel like you can use your color to tell someone else what to do, you think someone try to control another group because you feel like you're on a higher socioeconomic plane or whatever, or you're on a higher social standing. Oh, I'm black. I'm more oppressed than you. So you have to do whatever I say. No, fuck off. Ignorant bitch. I'm going to smack the head. Like, I wish a motherfucker would at this point. Stop talking about the shit and do it and see what happens. Cause I'm not a tough guy, but the moment you close space on me, the moment you smack some shit off my head, I'm gonna swing automatically. It's not gonna be a thought. I'm just gonna pick, pick. I will try my best to fuck you up. Like, you don't do that. And that is not me. Like, no, that is like, that would be all reflexes. And I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the threats. Oh, you're brave wearing that hat in public. Why is it brave to wear a hat? I don't think I'm some badass freaking tough guy wearing a hat. I'm not wearing a hat so much to get a reaction or attention. I'm just showing support for my president. If somebody gives me a reaction, yeah, I'm going to laugh my balls off because they are ridiculous. They're being silly, very silly at being upset over a hat. It is ridiculous, you know. But what can you do? Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Please come back next week. Same bat time, same crutch time, same crutch schedule. Please tell your friends and family. Subscribe to the Crutch Out Radio Show on however you're listening to the show. Please, I'm going to play some sponsors. Please patronize our sponsors. Please patronize the commercial that I'm going to play. You know, if you downloaded this and you heard some commercials, they help pay for the show. So you patronize them, tell them, hey, I heard you on the Crotch Out Riley Show. You should invest more money in that boy. So that way he could continue giving me the entertainment for free. Anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is the ending? Oh, here it is. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to beanie babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.